And now, ladies and gentlemen, the game show you've been waiting for. What happens next? Here's the host of today's game, Dr. David Adams.
Rules for today's game. We watch on the big screen as a real-life scene unfolds before us. At a certain point, the image pauses, and you get to ask, what happens next? Now you know the rules. Let's play the game. What happens next? Today's real-life scene is taken from Exodus 24. Watch carefully as it unfolds before you. Moses has been on the mountain with God and received his teaching. He comes down from the mountain and tells the people what God wants them to do if they're to be the people of God. They respond with a resounding cry, all the words that Yahweh has said, we will do. They conduct the sacred rituals, sacrificing burnt offerings and peace offerings, and sprinkling the blood half on the altar and half on the people to seal the covenant. Moses reads the book of the covenant so that they will know what God expects of them. Once again, the voice of the people swells in a common refrain as they declare, all that Yahweh has spoken, we will do and we will obey. Now Moses and the chosen leaders of Israel go up upon the mountain into the very presence of God. They behold a vision of Yahweh standing on a pavement of a blue so pure that the Hebrew text creaks and groans as it attempts to describe it in words that picture it as the essence of distilled sky. And the glory of God was revealed on the mountaintop for 6 days, and on the seventh day, Moses himself was called into the very presence of God, into the mountain, into the cloud, and pause! What happens next? Yes, contestant number one, Miss Israel.
Moses comes down from the mountains with the tablets, and the people keep all that God commanded them, and they all live happily ever after.
I'm sorry, but that's the wrong answer. That's what you might expect to happen from everything that's gone on before. That's what we want to happen. That's the ideal ending of the book of Exodus. But it's not actually what happens. What happens next is that while Moses is up on the mountain, the people become impatient and lose sight of what he taught them and what they have promised. They convince Aaron to build a golden calf that they worship, incurring Yahweh's wrath. Moses comes down from the mountain, breaks the tablets of God's teaching, and God rejects them as his people. He offers them the consolation prize of the land of Canaan, since he had already promised that to Abraham, and he said they could have it. But he, Yahweh, would not go with them and would not be their God. So Israel loses, and so, my friends, do you.
And that, my friends, is what happens next. Thank you for joining us for today's game. And be sure to join us again tomorrow at this same time when our fine sponsors, Saints Timothy and Titus, will bring you another episode of What Happens Next?
So that's What Happens Next. You really should have guessed, you know, that Israel would not be able to keep its enthusiastic promise to do everything that God had commanded. After all, how many times have you made that same promise? Israel saw the miracle of the Passover and the crossing of the Red Sea that saved it from slavery to Egypt. You've seen the miracle of Jesus' death and resurrection that save you from slavery to sin and death and the devil. Israel received the very word of God on stone tablets to teach it what it means to be the redeemed people of God. You have received the very word of God written on paper with ink to teach you what it means to be the redeemed people of God. Israel promised over and over again to do all that God had commanded, and so have you. And like Israel, you really meant it. But just like the contestant, Miss Israel, we think that what should happen next is that we will keep up our end of the covenant and go home happy, having won the big prize. But like Israel, we all too quickly take for granted what God has done, forget His word, turn aside from worshiping Him and walking in His way, earning for ourselves the same rejection and the same abandonment that God pronounced on Israel after they worshiped the golden calf. And like Israel, you lose, falling once again into the very sin from which Jesus has saved you. Fortunately, real life before God is not exactly like an episode of What Happens Next. The story of Exodus doesn't end with God's abandonment of Israel in the desert. Moses pleads for Israel, and God reveals a miracle even greater than the Passover and the crossing of the Red Sea. He forgives Israel and teaches them the most profound lesson in the Old Testament about who Yahweh is. In the words of Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7, Yahweh proclaimed, Yahweh is a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in grace and faithfulness, extending grace to 1,000 generations, forgiving their iniquity and transgression and sin. What actually happened next after the mountaintop experience of the sealing of the covenant in our text today was that Israel learned that its relationship with God did not depend upon its ability to keep its promise to do everything that God had commanded. Israel's relationship with God depended entirely upon what the Hebrew text calls God's chesed, His constant, gracious, loving character. And the same is true for you. When you fail to keep all that God has commanded you, you have someone, the very one who was revealed on the Mount of Transfiguration as one who is greater even than Moses, who pleads for mercy for you. As the holy apostle St. John wrote, "My little children, these things I write to you, that you may not sin. But if anyone sins, we have one that we can go to for help before the Father, namely Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is Himself the means of the forgiveness of our sins, not only for ours, but also for the whole world's." This is what happens next for you. Now, moment by moment, from the time of your baptism, as you live in the mercy of God, whose grace extends to 1,000 generations, until the day of His return in glory, when you will be gathered together with all the saints in His eternal presence. And then, as we sing in our hymn, what happens next is even better. Amen.